עדוי יויס, פרקי משנה בייס, רבי יויסי אומר, שישה דבר מכולה בישם ומחומה בסלסה. This is רבי יויסי's particular list, but again, the same זך of כולה בישם. הויף אוילה מגבינה על השולחן ואין נכל כדברי בישם. This is referring to the dinim of Bosa B'cholov. Midei Raisa, the only iser in the whole realm of Bosa B'cholov Dik Halochas is eating meat that's cooked together. Meat, when we say meat, we say not oif. We mean proper Bosa Behemo. B'chalev imoy, when it's cooked together, the Lois of Ashel is an iser on the Achila, it's an iser on the Bishul, it's an iser on the Hano. Oif, Bosa oif b'cholov is only awesome derabonon. Eating two things that are mixed together, even if they're put in the mouth at the same time, is only an issa derabonon. So here we have a double issa derabonon. Oif, oila ima gvino ala shulchan ve'en inechal. They can't be eaten together with gvino, but one can have it on the table at the same time. Now, clearly the context of Beshama is saying that Bosa Oif, they weren't Goyzer, because it's Gzer L'Gzer. The truth of the matter is that even the Nechal, which the Mishnah says clearly ain't a Nechal, should also be a Gzer L'Gzer. Eating together, putting into one's mouth a piece of chicken, with washing it down with a cup of milk, should also only be an Issa D'Rabbanan, and it's only Bosa Oif, which is also D'Rabbanan. That should also be a Gzer L'Gzer. So you have to say certain Gzerois, we look at two gzeirois as an extension of the first. That means the din of not eating Bosa B'cholov, Chazal enlarged that din not only to cooking together and eating it derech bishul, but even eating it together. That's the original din of Isser Achilas Bosa B'cholov. Therefore, the original gzeira of Isser Oif, Bosa Oif, B'cholov would include that. The only gzeira the gzeira will be is not having it on the table. That's mutter. No. Once they asked, they asked, Eine oilo v'eine necha, both. I mean, look at the Rav. The Rav adds that the Beis Hillel was choshish, that if it's put on the table at the same time, one is going to put it on a frying pan with his chicken cooking, one is going to put in a little bit of milk. So that itself is the gzeira. That's a gzeira otu bishul. So therefore, it would be not a gzeira le gzeira, it's one gzeira. So that's why the Eine oilo. Second machlek is Tarmin Zeisin al Shemen. We have over here two things that are not the same thing, a zayis and a shemen are not, but they certainly are related. Shemen is a product of zayis. So do we see it as two different things, where there's a basic halak and hilchus trumas and maisus, that you have to be mafrish min al mino, you can't be mafrish apples to oranges to apples, or anovim to zaysim, zaysim to anovim. But zaysim to shemen is yet considered one thing. Anovim to Yayin is considered one thing. Besil Loimen ain't Tarmin. It's considered two different meaning. The Torah refers to them as two separate things. The Rav says it differently. That the Pshat is over here, that since the Torah says, Kidogan men agoyrin, in the parish of Hafrosh Shtrum Samais and parish of Kairah, so we learn out that Hafrosh of Shtrum Samais has to be from something which is Gemar Melachtoi. Anovim, grapes, are not Gemar Melochim. Wine is Gemar Melochim. The same is true for Shemen and Zeisim. The next halacha is Klayim Dik. The halacha, we've had this before, the earlier Mishnayis, is that there's an Isser of planting anything else in a Kerem, planting any Tvua primarily, or Yerokos, Samach L'Kvanim. There's a Chilik, how far you're allowed to plant and how much of a harchoka you need between a gefen and between a kerem. When something is a kerem, the surrounding area, even when there's no gefen grown right there from that piece of ground, the surrounding area has a shame of being part of the kerem. You're not allowed to plant in the kerem. Avoidas hakerem, it's a basic halacha maseches klayim, and the shear of Avodah Zakarim is Dalet Amos, whereas a Geffen, the shear is less. The shear is only Shisha Tvachim. So now we have a Machlokes. Zorik Arba Amos Sheba Kerem. Somebody taka planted outside of a Kerem, but he planted Toich Dalet Amos, which is the Chor Toich Kedei Avodah Kerem. If it's Mamish B'Toich HaKerem, Beshamayim Kidesh Shura Achaz, Kidesh over here refers to Isser. The Torah in Parshas Kedoshim uses the word pentugda shamaleo, which means that it becomes also. So Beshamai holds that what's the kerem that becomes nesa al yedei the zriya of something else besamach lo? Shura achas, one row of the kerem, that's the kerem, legabi the shame, pentug de shamle, that becomes also bano. Beisil loimim kidesh de shura is a kerem, he holds, the moral of Zahar Psukim, that kerem is only two rows. In the middle of the two rows that are right there, row that's right there by the tvua and the row behind it, become also. So Siyamta points out over here an interesting ha'ara. It's compared to another sugis we've had before. Whenever we talk about Kulei Beis Hillel, Kulei Beis Shammai in this case, very often a machlokes could cut both ways. It could be a Kulei in this case, a Chumra in that case. You always have to know why the primary way of defining the machlokes is Lekula and Lechumra this way. Here, there's an equally negeidik halacha, probably even more negeil halacha, because the shadal lechatkila, not b'dieved, once something was done b'yisr. And here, in the second case, Beis Hillel would turn out Lekula. What would be that case? We just said, according to Beis Hillel, a kerem is only two rows. And we said that a kerem, you have to be machik dalet amos. So according to Beis Hillel, you have a major kula. If you have one row of vines, so you only have to be machik shishatvachim. That's called kfanim. That's not called a kerem. L'chor, that's a halacha when a farmer is coming to know where he could plant. That's the primary halacha. So here, taka, the kasha is a kasha. Why are we calling this mi kule beis shamai when the ikir machlokes is not post facto but the evidence what becomes awesome? L'chadchila of what's called a kerem that you have to be machik a further amount. You have to say, says the Taisus Yomtiv, that this is the way the machlokes came up and this is the way it was in the skabal and the beis medish. So they recorded it as one of the kule beis shamai. But here, l'chor mitzad etzim tzur zadin, it's the other way. Another machlokes. Hami'iso, Beis Shammai Poitrin. This is Negeh Tehilchus Chalo. Mi'iso is Miloshin Iso, which means a dough. And the Torah says in Parshas Bishalach, I'm sorry, in Parshas Shlach, V'hoye v'och lechem lechem oretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. The basic tzura of lechem, this is Negeh all over, by the way. It's Negeh benching, it's Negeh what you have to wash on. But it's Negeh Tehilchus Chalo. What's called Iso, what's called lechem? The Torah defines over here the chiyuv challah is not from dough, it has to be milechem. So, Moshe, let's say you have one of the famous machlokesin is what happens if you make a dough, and it's a regular dough that you can make challah from, and then you use it to make donuts, sufganiyos. Sufganiyos are not baked, they're cooked, they're fried in oil. Would that be mechayiv that it has a shame lechem? Megabi chiyuv challah, Negeah Yerushalmi kugel. These are famous machlokesin there in Negeah, halacha lemaisa. One of the machlokes, we don't know exactly what this is over here there was something that had a tzuras halacha, but didn't go through the standard baking. Mi'iso is some type of, they took a dough, and then the way it was prepared was by putting it on top of hot water, boiling hot water, and the hot water cooked it. So it's cooked. On the other hand, it's a regular dough, so it has a tzura of lechem, but it's not really baked. So because of that, there was a machlokes. Beis Shammai Poitrim, it's a clear kula. He holds it's not mechuyev in challah. L'chayru, also, if it's not mechuyev in challah, it's not lechem, you don't have to wash and bench on it. That would be another kula. Beis Hillel mechayvim, Beis Hillel holds that it does have a chiyuv. Matbilin bechadlus, this is a machlokes in Hilchos Mikvois. This is something we haven't had too much of Mikvois till now. We had in the first parak. A chardalis is a type of connection of water. One of the ikir noisim, the issues of concern, when one learns mikvois, is to define different bodies of water as, is it one body of water? Marshall, let's say you have a river flowing. So you need, in order to be tevil, you need arboim so. What defines arboim so? Does arboim so have to be in one place? Does it have to be something completely Shaykh, it has to be one body of water that's in one. A regular mikvah by us is one still body of water contained within the walls of a kli. Not of a kli, but the walls of a bor. So that defines as one body of water. A chardalus over here, and there are different variations of this in the beginning of the Masechta over there. A chardalis is a stream of water that's coming off the top of a mountain. And very often waterfalls, they have very pure water. It's very good for drinking, this type of water, very refreshing. And you have a stream of water, but it's not a straight stream. It's like a waterfall type of thing that comes down from the top of a mountain, and it comes down along the slope. Do we see all the water as mechuber to one body of Abayim Sa? Usually it's going to be impossible to be toivo because the person won't be able to get it. The water is not that deep. It's just a stream of water. Where this will be negeya to will be to be toivo kelim, because the tefillas kelim, you need Abayim Sa, but you don't, technically, you don't need Abayim Sa. If you're toivling a spoon, you don't need Abayim Sa. So you need that the body of water should be considered one body of water of Arboim So, but it doesn't have to be, you don't need it to be practically immersed in Arboim So. Now, shanking a person, the size of a person's body is Arboim So. So practically, it's not going to be that, it's not going to work. So chardlis, the word chardlis, by the way, is in Santa word. The ches over here turned it into a hay. It's hardiless. The ches reish, chardlis sounds like the word chardl, like mustard. That's not what it means. The chardlis over here refers to a har deles. It's a mountain where the water is coming. It doesn't have enough height to hold on to the water. The water slopes and it splashes down from the top. So, matbila mechardlis, kedivah besham. Besham sees that as one hemsheichius of Abayim So. Ubesil loimim ein matbilin. You can't be mitzdar. You don't see it as one body of water. At the middle, it doesn't have Abayim So, you can't be Tevil Kalim. It's not so easy to understand over here the Kula of Beis Shammai, because as a basic rule, what's Keveh if something is considered Abayim So? Let's give a little bit, a few seconds of insight into Mikvois. Where the Torah says in Parsha Shmini, Ach Mayinu Bor Mikveh Mayim Yeh Tohor. What's a mikveh mayim? We always use the term mikveh. Mikveh means a gathering of water. It's in one place. Like we said before, if something's in a hole, in a mikveh, in a bor, or in a hole in the ground, like a lake, so it's in one place, it's considered one body of water. Water that flows from one place to the other, like we said, a river, that's in, you can't be tevil. You see the water, it's called zoichlin. Zoichlin means it streams, and that's not called one body of water. So you can't be tevil in that. The only way you can be tevil is only if the source of that river is a mayon, and a mayon you see as one hemshechius, even though it's not in one place, even though it's moving along. That's mayim chayim. But regular rainwater that comes off the top of the mountain splashes over the side, l'chayr should be zeichlin. So what you have to say is over here, the Rishonim over here explain, is that the water splashes, but there's a indentation in the mountain where the water is nichnas and it is considered be'etzem pooling as one body of water, except that it comes down in a splash. So because of that, on the one hand you can see it as zeichlin, the other hand Beis Shammai was mekel that since it all comes down and it's pooled over there, we see that memela as one kinos. It's a mikveh, and that's why Beis Shammai is mekel. Another machlokes, Gershon is gayer arvei psachim. Here we have an interesting case. We have a ger that was in his gayer, and the time of his ger was Arvei Pesachim. Maybe saw Gans Klai saw together. Ba'aliyah l'regel, he was moved, he was inspired. There's a famous account where Yaakov Emdin brings an eyewitness account of a goy, a soldier in the Roman army, who was there at the end of the Tkufas Bayesheni, his spilus at seeing the maimid of Yidden coming to Shechter coming Pesach. So he was inspired enough, he was megayer. What's the problem? So now he's a Yid, let him bring a carbon Pesach. Beis Shammai Oimrim, okay, Toivo. A ger, part of his gerus is he needs Milo, he needs Kabbalah Smitzus, he needs Tvila in front of a Bezdin. So Toivo, Vo'ichlas Pischa Lo'ev. What's the problem? We just explained the word Toivo over here as his Tvila's gerus. That's the Poshta reading. You could say, the Mepharshim say over here, that's referring to something else. I love that we're talking about he's a Yid. He was Tevil today, and Vadal Hashem Geris, but there's something else. Once he's a Yid, there's a halacha that a person, midrabanan, even if he knows he's Torah, is not allowed to be Misasik in Kochim without a Tvilo L'Shem Shmiras Kochim. Mishneh Chagiga. So, the same way any Yid who was Eilu Regal, if he wants to partake in the Korban Pesach, and he wants to eat from the Korban Pesach, he needs a separate Maisa Tvilo. The Ger was Tevil as part of his Geris, but now as a Yid, he has to be Tevil L'Shem Kochim. So that's Pashtus, what we're talking about. Toivul, Voichel, Spitzkalarv. Together with Gans Klai, so it can be Yitzchak Korban Pesach. Ubesil loimrim haperish min ha'orlo kepirish min ha'kever. Somebody who is perish min ha'orlo, that means he became they were malhim on Erev Pesach, so now he's being perish min ha'tumah. The halacha is somebody who's tamei can't have a carbon brought from him. Kepirish min ha'kever, he's leaving a matziv of tumah as if he left a matziv of tumas meis. And a tamei meis, he would need hazor, would take another 7 days for him to be fully tohor. So the tefillah wouldn't be enough, and he would have to wait. He can't bring a carbon that he can't be part of a carbon Pesach that year. Now the pashtus over here is that the machloikis is certainly din derabbanon. Beisil was geyser that milo will define a person as kiviyochel he was in the state of tumas meis and he can't bring a carbon Pesach. The problem is that din is not true. But let's say you have Yisrael for whatever reason. He wasn't a nimol. It can't be part of a carbon Pesach. An oral can't be part of a carbon Pesach. Let's say he had a miraculous recovery. Doctor said he's now cleared. He's safe for mitzvahs milah. He's 15. He was an oral till now. They're now going to be malhim, and he should be able to be nichnas to carbon Pesach. And guess what? He is. There's no din that an oral has a din derabbanan that he's like a tamei meis. So because of this, the sugis in psachim say this is a sugis in psachim that tzaddik beis. Say that this Mishnah has an extra knetch to it. We're talking about over here, where you have a goy, and remember, he's been living as a goy. He made a gerus. He was nichnas the gerus, b'shat toiva on Erev Pesach. But remember, he's been in contact with Mesim. Like we said before, he was a soldier in the Roman army. So he's come in contact with Mesim. The halacha is that he doesn't have a din of Tumas Meis because a goy is not susceptible to Tumas Meis. So as soon as he becomes a ger, he's tohor. He needs another tefillah l'shem kodshim, like we said, and that's it. However, what's going to happen next year? Next year, what happens as a yid? He comes into contact with Meis, and he says to himself, last year, I was toivol, and I was good to go. I was toivol, and I was roy l'kodshim. He's going to do the same thing next year. Because of that, we told him that we made a gzer d'rabbanan that ha-perish min ha-arelus, we treat him as a tamei meis in order that next year he should have the same siog with him, the same zehirus from tumas meis, and we treat him k'perish min ha-kever. That's the machloikus over here. So this is a gzer that Beis Hillel was concerned, b'shameh wasn't geizim, mikule b'shameh. Mishneh Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel lo'im, shloisha dvar mikule b'shameh, mikume Beis Hillel. This is Rabbi Shmuel's list. Koheles enim mitames hayodayim kedivri beshamet. It's a very interesting halacha. Let's give a hakdama. There are different gzeiros of tumah v'tahiris, mostly that are listed off in the first perek in Shabbos. The Mishnah over there, it's otu hilcha Shabbos, but over there in the Gemara, there's a long sugya of tumah v'tahiris. It's called the sugya of shmoina asa dvarim shegozu ba'isa yoyim. There was a tkufa when beshamet and Beis Hillel went back and forth. And even though normally the halacha is like Beis Hillel, over here Beis Shammai was Minatzeach and they were Rabu, even though Beis Hillel was the majority, and they were going to the Gzeris of Beis Shammai. Many of those Gzeris are things that are halacha l'maisa. One of the Gzeris is they were Goyzer on Sifrei Kodesh, Sifrei Tanakh, Santa Halacha. They were Goyzer Tumas Yodayim. Tumas Yodayim is a tumor of being a Sheni L'tumor. Let's say we're geyser, a kohen before he's truma, stam a person's hands, touch various things. Yodayim askoni yaseim. So even if a person knows that he's tohor, we treat his hands as a sheni l'tumah, and he has to wash his hands. A new din tumah, which you don't have, where it's tumas yodayim, normally tumah, if a person touches something, a sheret, of course his whole body becomes tummy. Here there's a bazunder din al yodayim. And that's the sherish of where netilas yodayim. What's netilas yodayim? It's a netila or a tvila of yodayim. Lafuk and the rest of the gulf. So memela, there were goyzer that type of tumor on anybody touching Sifrei Tanakh. Why? Because they used to put in a place where they would have Sifrei Tanakh in a safe place. There were rodents about, there were whatever animals. So in a safe place, they would put near the Kisvei Kodesh, they would put truma. It was a safe place. You had a locked up place. You had a place that was airtight. You would put a safer, and you would put also, it could be that it started earlier. The Gemara says there was a rationale by people. This is Kodesh. That's Kodesh. So they would put one next to the other. The problem is that the rodents would come after the food, and they would eat the svarim. And Mamela, what Chazal did was they wanted that food of Truma should not be next to Kisvei Kodesh. So they made Tumas Yodayim and anybody touching Kisvei Kodesh, because that would be the case, that he would touch the food and it would render it posel Achila. So Mamela, they had to keep it away. That was their way of keeping away Achilois of Truma from Kisvei Kodesh. The Etzem Gzeira is not in dispute. That was one of the Gzeiras. Koheles eni mitames yadayim, specifically Koheles, Beshamai holds that it has a din of not, doesn't have the same din of Kisvei Kodesh. Koheles is the insight, life's perspective of the Heilige Shleim HaMelech, but doesn't have a din that it was Nema Ba'isei Darg of Ruach HaKodesh. They weren't guys on it. The Samt L'choy, the Metzius, the way we just described it, should be the same. But it wasn't treated with the same level of Kisvei Kodesh. So Mela, any mitamas yadayim, but still any mitamas yadayim, Koheles also is from the regular Kisvei Kodesh, it's part of Tanakh. Mechatos she'osu mitzvosom, the Torah says in Parshas Chukas and the Parsha of Por Adumo, that Mechatos, which is water that was niskadish and the Efer Por Adumo was put into it, so the Torah says very clearly, yitmo ad ha'orev, it has a din of being metame. Like other things that are metara that become tame, it's part of the choik of Por Adumo. But over here we're talking about water that was already used. Nasa mitzvoson, you find in different places in Shas, where it's mafkia the din, lamashal, let's say, we'll give a Pashto example, where a few days before Pesach, where you have chometz that was burnt, has din of tashbisu, so you have to burn the chometz. Once you burn it, it's mafkia, the issur of the chometz, and the ashes of the chometz could be used. You can't eat it, it's ashes. So let's say you would use it for hanot, to put out a fire. Yeah, it's mutter. Why? Because it was in the sky mitzdin, nasa mitzvosa. You have this din by kotshim also, kotshim shenasa mitzvosa, nein moyalin. So a similar idea, mechato she'osu mitzvosa, beshamay mitarin, it's not part of that gzeres hakosa that's mitame. Ubesil mitame, besil doesn't hold that sushto, and the din over here is that it's mitame as well. Haketzach, the last machlokes that we have over here is neged trumas u'maisuis. Ketzach is a type of plant that they used to use. They have it today, also I don't know exactly what the translation is. It's something that they use for spices to put on types of bread. Not garlic, it's something else that was put on top of some type of flavoring. Beishamai mitarin, since it's never eaten by itself, it's not something that's roi lachilo, so it doesn't have a din of oichel. It could be put on top of bread, it gives a flavor, but it's really a mineral. It's a mineral, it's a rock. It's not oichel. Beisil mitamin, since lamaisa it's put into food as flavoring, it's not a mineral, it's food. V'chein, lamaisis, l'chayra, the same way, let's go back, the lashon that we just used, beishamai mitarin, beisil mitamin, is nege tuma v'taira. Tumas oichlin, minerals, rocks, are not mekabel tuma, food is. So that's where the machlokes is. V'chein, l'maisvus, l'gabe food, does it mechuyiv in trumas v'maisvus or not? Depends if it's food or not. That's the machlokes.